Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us. It is the first of the month of May. We're going to be learning about Memphis in May. You may be wondering what Memphis is or where Memphis is. Actually, it's a famous city in the state of Tennessee in the United States of America. If you're not sure where it is, you can look in your magazine on page 13. There's a little map with a dot for Memphis. Memphis in May. Well, you can attend a wonderful festival if you visit Memphis during the month of May. Do you enjoy festivals? Carolyn, do you like festivals?
I do enjoy going to festivals. In fact, my hometown in the U.S. had several different festivals. We celebrated trains and even a water festival. It was a really great time. Well, today we're going to be learning about this festival in Memphis, Tennessee. So let's get started with our reading for today.
Memphis in May. This Tennessee festival will delight your senses. Stroll along the bank of the Mississippi River in Memphis, Tennessee in May, and you'll find yourself in the midst of a party. This month-long party attracts over 100,000 people from around the world each year. They gather in the 30-acre Tom Lee Park to experience the sights, sounds, tastes, and smells of Memphis. There, they celebrate Memphis music, world-class pork barbecue, and many other local attractions.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Memphis, Tennessee. It's hometown to some of the world's most famous celebrities. But in this month's travel article, we'll see it has much more to offer, too. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Midst. Midst is a noun. We were in the midst of taking our exam when the fire alarm rang. Acre. Acre is a noun. Chad moved to Montana and bought a 10-acre farm in the country. Kick off. Kick off is a phrasal verb. The art competition kicks off in 2 months, giving you plenty of time to finish your paintings. Sell out. Sell out is an idiom. The annual festival is always a sellout event, so you should buy your tickets early. Your more information words are barbecue. Barbecue is a noun. Heritage. Heritage is a noun. Sounds like we're going to learn a lot of great information. Let's begin.
We have a good introduction here to this festival, Memphis in May. And at the very beginning here, we read a sentence. This Tennessee festival will delight your senses. We already know that Memphis is in the state of Tennessee, and this festival will delight your senses. Carolyn, what are your senses?
Well, your senses are things that you use to sense what is around you. Mm-hmm. So you have your eyes, you can see, you can hear with your ears, smell with your nose, taste with your tongue, and feel with your hands or with your skin. So those are your 5 senses.
All right, and if you go and visit this festival, you will experience things that will delight all of those senses. The first sentence here is, stroll along the bank of the Mississippi River in Memphis, Tennessee in May, and you'll find yourself in the midst of a party. Well, if you're strolling along, that means you're not going too quickly. You're walking, maybe at a nice pace. But we see a good word there. It is the word midst. The midst of a party. If you are in the midst of a party, that means you're in the middle of it. How else might you use that word?
Well, you might say that I'm in the midst of doing something. I'm in the midst of doing my homework means I'm in the middle of it. I'm a little bit busy right now.
All right, I'm in the midst of doing something. I'm in the midst of a conversation right now. We're in the midst of teaching. You're in the middle of enjoying a nice lesson at Studio Classroom. And we have another phrase in that sentence. It is the phrase, find yourself. It says here, you'll find yourself in the midst of a party. If you find yourself somewhere, that means you weren't expecting it maybe, but there you are. You found yourself in the middle of a party.
That's right. And you might say, well, you know, if you work hard and you reach your goals, you could find yourself with a great life.
All right. Sometimes I go out in nature. Maybe I'll go hiking and I'll look out and I'll find myself amazed at God's creation. So you can use this phrase in different ways. You find yourself and then something that describes how you feel. Well, let's continue. This month-long party attracts over 100,000 people from around the world each year. Carolyn, that's not a small group of people, is it?
No, 100,000 people is a pretty large number, and we see that they're from all over the world, not just from Tennessee or even from the United States. Continuing, we see that they gather in the 30-acre Tom Lee Park to experience the sights, sounds, tastes, and smells of Memphis. So there's a lot to experience in this 30-acre park. Now, an acre is a size that we use to measure land. Is this a very big park, Gabe?
Actually, it is. 30 acres is quite large. An acre is a little smaller than a football field. It's about 4,046 square meters. So it is quite a big plot of land. And so a 30-acre park is really, really big. That's where you can celebrate this festival.
Well, that's quite an event, and 100,000 people, you do need a lot of space. Well, I think that Ken and Steve have something they'd like to share with us in the information cloud.
Hi, friends. You are a sight for sore eyes. We're really glad to see you.
That's right, friends. It's good to see all of you. A sight is what we see, and a sight for sore eyes is a welcoming sight. We do need to be careful when we use this word, though, as there is another sight spelled S-I-T-E, and that sight refers to a place or location.
Yes, and it can get confusing when we talk about seeing the sights. If you're a tourist on vacation, you will most probably see the sights. S-I-G-H-T-S. Sights are things that people look at. You can take in the sights, and that means to go out and see all the landmarks that tourists usually visit.
Okay, and we call that sightseeing. But if you're a historian, you'll likely be visiting different historic sites or places where historic events happened. Site, in this case, is spelled S-I-T-E.
Or if you're an archaeologist, you'll be working in different excavation sites or digs, and that's also spelled S-I-T-E.
So, two different sites with two very different meanings.
英文有两个不同的 site， 我们要分清楚，一个是 S-I-G-H-T， 另一个是 S-I-T-E。 Sight, S-I-G-H-T, 指的是眼睛所看到的东西， 也就是景观。 如果在前面加上定冠词 The sights, 指的是观光景点。 The sights of Beijing, 就是北京的景点。 因此呢, sightseeing, 就是观光游览。 I like to do some sightseeing when I visit Beijing. 我去北京的时候, 想要去观光。 那今天的课文讲说, 来自世界各地的民众来到 Memphis 体验 The sights, sounds, tastes, and smells. 它的景观、声音、味道以及气味。 另一个site, S-I-T-E, 表示地点、场所, 像一个考古的 excavation site, 就是挖掘的现场。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we are learning about Memphis in May, and of course, over 100,000 people from around the world go there every year. We continue in our lesson. There they celebrate Memphis music, world-class pork barbecue, and many other local attractions. Well, those sound good to me. I mean, I love music, and I love things like barbecues. Carolyn, do you like barbecues?
I do love barbecues. You get to go outside and use a grill. Maybe you have gas or charcoal, and you can grill some meat, some vegetables. It's a really wonderful way to cook and spend time with people outside in the nice weather. And since this is in May, it would be great weather.
That's right. It would be great weather, perfect for world-class pork barbecue. So Carolyn just talked about barbecues. They are wonderful and delicious most of the time. This is a world-class pork barbecue. Carolyn, what does it mean if something is world-class?
Well, I think that's something we've kind of discussed before. It means that it is so wonderful. It's at the very top of the charts in its class. So if it is world-class, then it is one of the best in the entire world.
That's right. You might talk about a world-class performer, world-class entertainer, someone who is excellent at what they do. Maybe they're famous around the world. They set the standard. And of course, this pork barbecue will set the standard. I would love to go myself. But right now, it's time for us to enjoy a video, maybe to help you get to know Memphis a little more.
You got to get to Memphis. No matter what you do, there's just something in the air when you feel it. It gets inside of you.
Memphis certainly looks like a lot of fun to visit, but before we continue learning about this great festival, we're going to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 mist 这个名词。Mist 是指中间、中部或者是当中。所以课文提到的 in the midst of something 是指在什么当中。例如 we found a beautiful lake in the midst of the forest. 我们在森林里发现了一座美丽的湖。或者是 the professor was interrupted by a rude student in the midst of his lecture. 这位教授讲课讲到一半被一个粗鲁的学生给打断了。继续我们看的是 barbecue 这个名词。barbecue 是指烤肉或者是烤肉的餐会。字尾的 C-U-E 也可以拼成 Q-U-E。例如 we had a barbecue in the park last Saturday. 上个周六我们在公园里烤肉。barbecue 也可以缩写成大写的 BBQ。例如 Mom's barbecue chicken is the best in the neighborhood. 妈妈的烧烤鸡肉是这附近最棒的。barbecue 也可以指烤肉架。例如 Dad had a gas barbecue installed in the backyard. 爸爸在后院里装了一台瓦斯的烤肉炉。
Today we're learning about a festival in Memphis, Tennessee, and we see that if you go in the month of May, you will find yourself in the midst of a party. And this is a month-long party filled with barbecue and music and many, many things that you can enjoy in this 30-acre park in Memphis. Well, there's a lot to learn about this festival, so we'll continue with the next reading for today.
Memphis in May. Beale Street Music Festival. The first of the four Memphis in May events, the Beale Street Music Festival kicks off on May 3rd. The three-day musical celebration takes place on four large stages scattered throughout the park. To date, the event has welcomed over 1.1 million people who came to see top artists perform. Over the years, festival performers have included Mumford & Sons, Katy Perry, and more. Along with famous artists, lots of local performers also play the music Memphis has become famous for. Each year, this musical treat is a sellout event as everyone gathers to celebrate Memphis's musical heritage.
Okay, let's start here at the top with the Beale Street Music Festival. We see that first sentence, the first of the four Memphis in May events, the Beale Street Music Festival kicks off on May 3rd. All right, the first of four in the May events. Okay, so that means there are many events here. We're going to be talking about the Beale Street Music Festival, and it kicks off on May 3rd. What does that mean, Carolyn, if something kicks off?
Well, if something kicks off, that means that it begins. And that is one of our key words today from our word bank. To kick something off means to start. So you can kick off a festival with a big celebration. Mm-hmm. And we have the Beale Street Music Festival kicking off this Memphis in May festivity.
Well, it sounds like a great way to start or to kick off a festival with music. That's a wonderful way to kick off a party as well. Well, if you're holding an event, how will you kick it off? Maybe you want to do something exciting that really catches people's attention. And of course, music does catch people's attention. Carolyn, how do we continue?
Well, we see that the 3-day musical celebration takes place on 4 large stages scattered throughout the park. So it's not just in one area. There are 4 stages in this park, and I'm sure that there are lots of people performing at the same time if there are 100,000 people attending this celebration.
I think so, too. It sounds like a pretty exciting place to be. There are these 4 stages, and they're scattered throughout the park. That means they're not right next to each other. They're in different places. If you have something that is scattered, maybe you don't think of something organized. Maybe it can be in many different places. So we continue with our lesson. To date, the event has done what? Well, it has welcomed over 1.1 million people who came to see top artists perform. So, to date, we have seen 1.1 million people who have come to see top artists perform. What does that mean, Carolyn? Are we going to learn about that phrase, to date?
Well, we are going to learn about that phrase, and actually, I think Liz would like to tell us about that in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence. To date, the event has welcomed over 1.1 million people who came to see top artists perform. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the phrase at the beginning of the sentence, to date. It's another way to say from the very beginning to this moment. So, today's sentence just means, from the time the event was started until now, it has welcomed over 1.1 million people who came to see top artists perform. We normally use today in formal situations. For example, to date, no one has broken the town's pie-eating contest record. Or, to date, over 2 million tourists have visited the historic site. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thanks, Liz. Well, before the Grammar Gym, we learned about some people that came to see top artists. Top artists are maybe celebrities or singers. Top artists, very famous ones. We continue. Over the years, festival performers have included Mumford & Sons, Katy Perry, and more. So over the years, over the many years, or a lot of time, we have seen performers like this come along. Well, Mumford & Sons is kind of a fun band, and we're going to be learning more about them in next month's lessons. But who is Katy Perry? Is she a singer?
Well, Katy Perry is a singer, and she's pretty popular in the U.S., or at least she was last year. She was very popular and put out some hit songs, and so you might consider her to be one of the top artists that performs at this festival.
That's right, and of course, along with famous artists, we continue. Along with famous artists, lots of local performers also play the music Memphis has become famous for. So we're talking about world-famous people that come to Memphis in May. but also local artists. Carolyn, what's the difference?
Well, a local artist would be someone from the area, someone in Tennessee or maybe even in Memphis, somewhere nearby, and they perform the music that Memphis is famous for. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I think of the blues when I think of Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, so there are different artists that come and perform in Memphis in May. Well, we continue. Each year, this musical treat is a sellout event as everyone gathers to celebrate Memphis's musical heritage. It's a big sentence with a lot we want to talk about. The first thing is the word treat. We see here it is a musical treat. If something is a treat, usually I think of food. I mean, you love to eat treats. It's something good. So, Carolyn, what's a musical treat?
Well, a musical treat is something for your ears to enjoy. So, if you have a tasty treat, something that you can eat, and it tastes very good, that's a treat. But here, your ears are just so happy with the sounds that it's hearing. It is also a treat.
And you also might use another adjective in front of that word treat. Maybe you saw a wonderful show. You could call that a visual treat. Or if you went hiking and saw something amazing, that could also be a special treat. Well, we have another word bank word here. It's the word sell out. Each year, this musical treat is a sellout event. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, it means that there aren't any more tickets left. That means that all of the seats are filled. It's a full house. It's sold out.
That's right. Sorry, we're sold out. It's a musical sellout. Well, we have more to learn about Memphis the next time you come back here to Studio Classroom. But first, let's go and enjoy some time with Michelle in the Language Lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 kick off 这个动词片语。kick 本来是指踢，所以 kick off 本来是可以是指球赛前踢球的开球。这里延伸出来是指某个事件、球赛或者某种讨论的开始。例如 ,The musical kicked off in New York last September. 这个音乐剧去年9月开始在纽约演出。或者是 The governor kicked off the meeting with a short but fun-filled speech. 州长用他极简短又乐趣十足的演讲开始了这个会议。最后我们看的是 sell out 这个成语。sell out 在这里是指比赛或者是表演座无虚席，售票一空。例如 The concierge of the hotel managed to get two tickets to the sell out Broadway show.这位旅馆的门房想办法拿到了两张这个一票难求的百老汇秀。如果把这个字中间的破折号拿掉 ,sell out 就变成动词片语，意思是指卖光。例如 ,the concert tickets sold out in a few hours. 这场演唱会的票几个小时就卖完了。And let's get back to our teachers now.
We've begun learning all about Memphis in May, and one of the big events that kicks off this festival is the Beale Street Music Festival. So, I do wonder if you have ever been to any festivals, especially any music festivals. Do you like going to those? Carolyn, have you ever been?
Well, I have been to a couple, actually, and the first one I went to was on a farm in the United States, and it wasn't, it was probably just about as big as this event with 100,000 people. It was called Creation, and it was 3 or 4 days of concerts and speakers, and it was a really great time.
Wait a minute, you went to Creation Fest too?
Yes.
No way. We've both been to the same festival. Maybe at different times, but it is a wonderful festival. Lots of great music. Well, we're going to learn more about Memphis in May next time, so you better come back to Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger.Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
I started to tell Feng Yi the story of my mom, but I wasn't sure I really wanted to continue and tell her the rest.
Sherry, You're keeping me in suspense. Please stop looking out the window and tell me the rest of the story. What was keeping your mother from getting married to Winston?
Well, the biggest problem was Winston's family.
Oh, I'll bet they were a traditional Chinese family and didn't want their son to marry a foreigner.
You're right. He was the oldest son, and his family was very wealthy. So there was a great deal of pressure on him.
What did his parents say to him?
First, they told Winston he was forbidden to go out with my mother. When he wouldn't listen to them, his father told Winston that when he died, Winston wouldn't get any of his father's money.
It's unfortunate, but this is often the way of traditional Chinese families.
Winston was very much in love and would have given up the entire family fortune if it weren't for his mother. She desperately wanted her son and husband to get along, so she was constantly crying and pleading with Winston to listen to his father.
Mothers can be like that sometimes.
Winston saw the hurt and pain he was causing his family, especially his mother. So he decided he had no choice but to end the relationship.
That is so sad.
Maybe it's not so sad. If Winston's family hadn't done that, I would never have been born.
What did your mother do then?
Well, naturally, she was heartbroken. Soon after that, her contract at Morristown Academy ended, and she returned to the States. But interestingly, the story doesn't end there.
Where does the story end? Join us as we follow Sherry and Feng Yi in Taichung in our next episode of The Stranger.